Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm coming to you from my car. Actually, it's not a car, it's a truck, and I'm on my way to the office. It's about 5:20 in the morning, and I have a new truck, so it's not going to be as loud as my other one. This one doesn't have mud tires on it, so it should be a little more quiet. But I'm taking advantage of the drive to work today to talk to you guys about something that I was thinking about yesterday after I had a few conversations with PTs that were looking for some support in their business. And it's interesting. I've been having more and more conversations with practices that take insurance. Previously, that was very much not the case. Occasionally, I would get that. But now what I'm starting to see is practices that take insurance that would like to take less of it and be able to have more cash services. And I would venture to say that probably any practice that takes insurance would love nothing more than to have more services that they can offer that's not dependent on insurance. And one of the primary reasons why, if you really think about it, is pretty obvious. 10 years ago, insurance reimbursed, you know, physical therapy more per visit, per unit, whatever it might be, than they do today. So over the last 10 years, we've seen a decrease in reimbursement, potentially even longer than that. But as far as I know, for sure the last 10 years. And if you think about that, like, that's a difficult game to commit to playing. You say, like, all right, well, we can expect that this is going to go down. So we have a couple options. That means we can either load up more volume, which is what many people do. And I get it. I see it from the side of these business owners as well. Some don't care. Some do. And some don't want to do that to their staff because they know it's just like a huge amount of volume and it's overwhelming and it causes a lot of burnout and people to just start to resent their job. And one of our staff members, Jake Swart, he said something to me the other day, you know, and he's like, dude, it's basically like having just like meetings all day. You know, like if you have a job that's not a service-based job, every time that we go into a visit, even in a cash practice, it's basically like having an intense meeting with somebody. You're actively listening. It's mentally draining, you know, and we have to be mindful of that because long-term, if you don't manage that, it leads to burnout in the profession. And in these conversations I've had with the practices that are primarily insurance-based, these people, at least, they realize that. And they also realize that for what they're doing and what they're providing, insurance companies grossly undervalue them, you know, to the point where, it depending on the insurance contract they have and the actual insurance group, you know, really it's anywhere between, I, on the low end, the lowest I've heard is like $35 a visit. Kind of middle of the pack that I tend to see is somewhere in the range of like 70 to 80. Now, they can do things like add additional services on top of that that are cash, cash services that can bring their average visit rate up, right? But when you look at it, that's basically what they're doing. And even Medicare is, can be more than that, depending on how many units you're billing for. But then still, you still have the time requirement to, you know, handle the documentation associated with that, which documentation is still there, cash patient, but it's more streamlined. There's no questionnaires. You're not like, you know, needing to get approval necessarily, because it's what you say and what the patients say they want to do and how many times they want to come in, and they agree, you agree on it together. And it also is a better price point, right? So for instance, I had a conversation the other day with a practice owner, and he has a smaller practice, and these are the people that really get screwed, and they're really small. So, you know, not many providers. If it's just yourself or yourself and maybe, you know, one or two other PTs, you have no leveraging power essentially compared to like a big practice, multiple location practice. You're the ones that really get that really get annihilated by these contracts, because they don't really care. They don't have to offer you more. There's no reason to, honestly. So with that, they get the worst of the worst. And if you think, all right, well, man, if I'm going to get, let's call it, I don't know, let's just call it $70 a visit. So if you want to work with people in a setting where you're working with them in a lower volume setting, it's going to be really hard to do, because for you to be able to get the minimum needed in order to, you know, achieve your monthly goals, you're gonna have to see a lot of people. Even to get, like, if you see 100 visits and you're averaging $70 per visit, then you're generating $7,000, which it sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not, relatively, because that's gross revenue. That doesn't include any of your overhead, taxes you have to pay on that, if you have like additional staff, if you have an administrative assistant, none of that really is factored in. That's just top line revenue, right? So you're generating $7,000 because you're seeing 100 people and your average is 70. Now, the reason that I'm having conversations with people and that they're interested in learning how to move away from this, or at least partially move away from this with different contracts and dropping different contracts, is because what if your average, let's just say your average, you could bring it up to 100 because you have a mixture of, excuse me, a mixture of both insurance and cash services. And let's say your cash service is, I don't know, let's bring it up to like whatever it would be, like I say 120, 130 range. Let's say it brings your average to 100 when you mix your insurance and your cash. Now you see those 100 visits and you make $10,000. So it's $3,000 more per month. It's a significant difference because your average price point is so dramatically different. Now, if you go the route of 100%, you know, just cash visits, and you can dictate what you want to charge, and you're good enough at marketing, fulfilling, and retaining, which are kind of three levers within the business that we see inefficiencies in most of these cash practices. But let's say you got that stuff dialed in and you are at $150 is what your average visit is. Now all of a sudden you see 100 people and you make $15,000. So this person that's taking insurance contracts that are making his average, let's call it 70, and this person who's not and is charging cash and getting $150 a visit, they're over doubling the gross revenue in a business, and not just that, but also it's more efficient because usually they're not having to deal with any sort of billing agency. I don't know a cash practice that does. There's no percentage coming off the top with that. Most people are not just billing for themselves. If they're a small practice, they typically have some sort of biller in place, which could be anywhere between 4% and 10% of what you're charging. So off the top, they're already less efficient. And I don't know about you, but if I want to see 100 patient visits in a month, I would rather make $15,000 for my time than seven. And this is the conversation, you know, that we are having, is like, how do we take this clinic that you have, attract the people that you hit a home run with, you know, that are willing to pay out of pocket? And you know, the other thing that you have to realize too, and those of you that are in business for yourself, you see this, is people's deductibles are getting higher and higher. It's not like their insurance, health insurance, is getting dramatically better for the most part. Like, usually people have a fairly high deductible now. You know, they've got a lot of skin in the game regardless. You know, even my my wife's stepmother, I was talking to her the other day, and she works for a pretty good sized consulting firm that is associated with a group called Salesforce, which is a really big organization. And even with her being in this big group that has a private plan, she has an HSA with them, and she still has a $5,000 deductible before her benefits kick in, except for like preventative care. And that is something that most people are looking at. So if they're staring down $5,000 and they don't even know it, you know, and you're able to have an informed conversation with them, all of a sudden, you know, you can position yourself in a different way that dramatically increases the likelihood of them wanting to come in and work with you and pay out of pocket, because they're going to be paying out of pocket no matter where they go. You know, and if they can get faster results, they can get better quality care, they can streamline the process more. If you can save them time, these are all selling factors to people when it comes to cash services, or cash PT, or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, as you look at this, the trend that I'm seeing, the trend that I have seen over the last 5 years in particular, since I've been out of the military and in business for myself, is that even insurance-based practices, big ones, are actively looking for ways that they can add on cash services that can increase their average value, that they can stabilize fluctuations in insurance, you know, contracts, because that can be a huge hit for people. I mean, imagine if an insurance contract goes from, okay, we were paying you $100 per visit, now we're going to only pay you $80. So quickly, 20% of your net revenue, if let's say that's a big portion of your contracts, your payer mix, is just gone. 20% down. That would be equivalent to somebody coming in my office and telling me that now we are charging, you have to charge $40 less per visit. I would have a real problem with that. You know, we would probably have to let a staff member go if that was the case. And you know, so for them, what they're looking at is how do we normalize fluctuations that are inherently probably going to happen with insurance by taking more cash services, or adding more cash services into what they're doing, whether that's return to sport, whether that's, you know, some sort of like high-end like coaching program that they have involved in it, whether that's like selling things on, you know, that are there, whether it's I don't know, things for them to use at home, supplements, any number of things that you can add in that just increase the average customer value, is the direction they're going. So for those of you listening to this, my whole point of this is, for those of you listening to this that are going into cash practice for yourself, you're doing the right thing, in my opinion. From what I see, you're already going the direction that so many people are heading. And you may decide, hey, I you know what, I want to have a hybrid practice, and I want to take Medicare only, and I want to have, you know, cash pay for anything else. And that might be your choice. You might be in a place where there's a high Medicare percentage, and it might be very worth it for you to do that. But you have to learn these skills to get people in the door to pay a cash rate. And if you can, taking insurance is easy. It is so much easier, because inherently you become such a better marketer and better at sales that you can have those conversations with people on a much deeper level, so they understand why they're coming in to see you, what problem they're trying to solve, and they're less price sensitive as well. They're more likely to stick around whenever their benefits have been used up. So for those of you in the cash practice, keep doing the right thing, man. You're heading the right direction. For those of you that have an insurance-based practice and you're looking to add more of these kind of cash services onto it, I get it. You know, let's have a conversation. There's ways to do it. If you're the right fit, if you're, I don't know the best way to put this, but if you're a practice that's owned by private equity that only cares about revenue, we're definitely not having a conversation. That's just not happening. And part of it is you don't need it. It's who ruins our profession, so there's no way in hell I'm helping those motherfuckers. But for those of you that have a practice, your private organization, you know, you want to be able to work with people and help your staff have really good jobs and enjoy what they do for a living, that's who we want to help. So anyway, guys, have a good Thursday, or I guess this is Tuesday. Have a good Tuesday. Enjoy the week. If you're chipping away at the cash practice, keep going. I know it's tough, but man, it's worth it. And one day, you may have your friend down the road that owns that insurance practice come knocking at your door trying to figure out what the hell you're doing as their insurance contracts go down and down, and we're able to stabilize our revenue and even increase whenever we want, which is a really cool place to be. We have ownership and say over what we do or don't do, ultimately within our business, and that's the way we want it. So guys, enjoy the rest of your week. Take care. You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.